Happy and creative.
That's right. We are happy and creative. And it is March 24th, 2017. And guys, we are finally back in the studio. I feel like we haven't been here for a couple months. Right?
Right.
Well, maybe more.
Maybe even more. It feels like it. So this month, you guys, we have been talking about a really, really special subject and something that's really, really important. Before we get into that, though, we should probably introduce ourselves, right? All right, ma'am to my left, what is your name?
I'm Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Sir?
I'm Brian.
Brian and sir over there.
Bruce.
Bruce, excellent. We got Mandy, we have Brian and Bruce in the studio with us. And what is our topic of our podcast this week?
Self-advocacy.
That's right, self-advocacy. I'm going to give a Webster's Dictionary definition of what self-advocacy is, but then I really want to talk a little bit about why it is so important for us to advocate for ourselves and why self-advocacy is just a really, really good thing and a good skill to learn. Sound good to you guys?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so the definition that I have for self-advocacy is it is an action of representing oneself or one's views or interests. Self-advocacy is learning how to speak up for yourself, making your own decisions about your own life, and learning how to get information so you can understand things that are of interest to you. So in basic terms, self-advocacy is just sticking up for yourself, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
Mandy, yes. Mandy, what does self-advocacy mean to you?
Well, self-advocacy means that it's important that you let people know what you want.
Exactly. If you didn't let someone know how you were feeling or what you wanted, how would they ever figure that out?
They wouldn't,
exactly. So it's really important to speak up when you feel like you are not being listened to, or if you feel like something is being unfair. It's really important to kind of, you know, stick up for ourselves, right? Brian, what do you think?
Well, for one, I was going to say, too,
mm-hmm.
It's sort of like how I'm presuming from Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's sort of like you're in a blank space and I write your name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard that before.
Yeah, is that a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how I got to thinking of what Manny was saying just now and a second ago.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I like that you connected self-advocacy to one of your favorite songs. Nice. It is. We are kind of, if we don't stick up for ourselves, we do kind of have a blank there, right? Because people are like, well, how do I know anything about you? And what can I do to help you? And without self-advocacy, without stepping up and saying, hey, this is what I like, this is what I'm about, they wouldn't be able to. Bruce, what does self-advocacy mean to you?
That's a new one on me.
Yeah? Well, what's a way that you can stick up for yourself? Whether it's at core, whether it is just in your life, at work, what's a way that you can do that?
Now, well, it could be any of the above. I'm not sure, but still, any of the above.
Yeah. Okay, right on. So, Mandy, why is it so important? Why is it so important for us to stick up for ourselves?
Because if we don't stick up for ourselves, there's a chance that people, not everybody, but some people might make fun of us or take advantage of us.
Definitely. I completely agree. It is really important when we are feeling uncomfortable or if we feel like people are making fun of us or something like that. It's really important for us to step up and say, hey, I don't like the way that you're treating me. I don't like the way that it makes me feel. Brian, what do you think about that? Do you think that's like kind of an important thing?
Well, it does sound like an opinion at least.
Sure, it is, yeah. And what's your opinion on standing up for yourself?
Well, for me, I don't know how I'm going to do this exactly. Well, for me, I sort of get off the rails and stuff because, well, for me, it's my dad, of mm-hmm. course.
Sure.
But I feel like when I want to advocate for me,
yeah,
it feels like someone done something to make me think that I am left out anyway,
okay.
even though everyone else doesn't think that, but I do.
Sure, sure. So you could be feeling on the inside that you're being left out, that you're not being included, right? And if you don't advocate for yourself, maybe other people don't know that. Maybe they feel like they're trying their best to include you, you know, in, let's say in class or in your job or things like that. But if you don't tell them, like, hey, I want to be included as well, I deserve to be included, they probably won't know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, Brian. That was really good. Nice job, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is really important, not only for our friends here at CORE and everyone, but everyone in this world to really stand up for themselves. It is a very difficult skill to learn because sometimes it puts us in uncomfortable situations. But knowing how you feel and being able to relay that in some way, whether it's verbally, whether it's non-verbally, is super important. And it's kind of like what Mandy said, you know, there are chances that people may not understand the differences that we all have. And the way that they choose to react to that is maybe by making fun of people. Maybe it's like what Brian said, where they won't include you. And so it is super important for us to always voice our opinions because, I mean, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, I think all of our opinions matter, right?
No matter who we are.
No, exactly.
They all matter.
Everybody has a voice, and everybody's voice deserves to be heard. Right, Bruce?
Yep.
And that was kind of the point of this radio show and this radio class that we have here is that we all have voices, and our voices are just as important as everyone else's, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just might express things in a different way.
Exactly, Mandy, that's perfect. And that's okay, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes this world so wonderful is everybody that's living in it is just a little bit different, expresses themselves in just a little bit of a different way, and maybe communicates in just a little bit of a different way, and that's awesome. If we were all the same, if we all acted the same, we're all kind of like robotic, would that be a fun place to live?
No.
Unless it would be Wall-E or whatever.
That's true. unless it was Wall-E. That's very true. Wall-E, he was a pretty good robot, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, excellent, you guys. This has been a really good conversation. Let's all just say one final word about self-advocacy and why it's important. Anything else that you want to just get off your chest? And then we could say goodbye. Mandy, do you want to go first?
Yep.
Go ahead.
I think self-advocacy is a very important skill in life to have because if you don't have it, you could have a very hard time in life or wherever you are or wherever you go.
Very nice, Mandy. Brian, one final word. Anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah. Should be honest here. Well, for me, with self-advocacy,
mm-hmm.
I tend to have trouble.
Sure.
Well, because the reason I say when I'm defining trouble is partly my dad, and I'm scared.
Sure.
Actually, sort of in the middle of a stuck area.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get out of that. I'm having complete and total destruction.
I hear you. And that is really important when you're feeling like you're lost. When you're feeling like you're stuck, that's what self-advocacy does. Because if you didn't let us know that you were feeling, you know, kind of down, maybe you're in a situation that you didn't know how to handle, we wouldn't be able to help you. So I appreciate you telling us about it.
Dad especially.
Exactly. And it's something that we could all work on together. And I'm super proud of you for communicating that.
And I feel I might need help, though.
Hey, asking for help is very, very cool. And I'm glad to help you. And I'm sure, Mandy, you are too.
I think we're all, if we can all help each other at CORE, That's a great thing.
Amen to that. I like it. Bruce, what about you? One final word. Just how you feel and what you think about self-advocacy and its importance.
Well, nothing much.
You're just kind of hanging out, enjoying the ride? Hey, I like it. Awesome. Well, guys, that was an excellent discussion. I appreciate you guys all being in here. And why don't we say goodbye? Ready? One, two, three.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.